Okay, Belkis, B-E-L. Tell her I'll be right behind her. B-E-L-K-I-S, Rangel, R-A-N-G-E-L, last name, 2988. Chief complaint, severe vertigo. Numbness, number 2, tachycardic, number 3, chest pain, number 4, body ache, number 5, arm numbness, number 6, leg numbness. 35-year-old woman comes in today with multiple medical issues and problems, including severe dizziness, nausea, headache, palpitations, arm and paresthesia all over her body. In the paragraph, she has a history of diabetes. She takes Ozempic. She says her sugar is controlled in quotation. Period. Review of system, positive nausea, positive vomiting, positive dizziness, positive headache. No hematemesis, no hematochezia, no seizure, no convulsion. Medication, Ozempic, 1 milligram. Weekly, medical problems, diabetes, surgery, C-section, times 3. Last period, 2/16/2023. No smoking, no drinking. She's married, has 3 children, not working at this time. Family history, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, allergy, none, COVID immunization, none, 173 pounds, 100%, 98.3, 18, 94, 117 over 72, heart positive, swamp positive, restored lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, mixture, JVD, skin shows, no rash, foramen, mucosal dilation, neurological, non-focal. Abdominal ultrasound shows normal gallbladder, normal liver, kidneys. Evaluation of the carotid ultrasound is completely normal. Next one's echocardiogram is normal. Next number. Upper and lower extremities show no evidence of DVT or PVD. Next number, let's see. She does have slight lymphadenopathy. Next number, during the evaluation, EKG was within normal limits. Next number, flu A and B are negative. Next number, because of her dizziness and worsening symptoms here in the office, she was sent to the emergency room for further care. Thank you.